T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conti.
Lions at 4 and a shot! Score!
Brought to you by Lindy Moore with Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty First Atlanta.
The man of many hats, Mike Conti, jumps into the program every Tuesday at this time, and we talk to him about Atlanta United and, the many hats that he wears. Hey, Mike, what up?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. So, Mike, What are we expecting for the season finale for Atlanta United now, seeing that they're not in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, Hugh. You know, you're 100% right. They have absolutely nothing to play for. They can't really even play the role of a spoiler. It is an opportunity for Gonzalo Pineda and his technical staff, if they were to so choose, to maybe deploy a little bit of a different lineup and try to get a look at some players who could be key factors into next year. You know, for example, Edwin Mosquera, who they acquired in the summer transfer window, does he make his first start of the season? On the other hand, they could also use it as an opportunity maybe to pay tribute to some players who have had either very good seasons or whose time with the club might be coming to an end, and give them a little bit of a curtain call. That's something that DC United is doing this week with Bill Hamid, their goalkeeper. There's a good chance he's leaving that club. He's kind of fallen out of the lineup, and as such, there's talk that Wayne Rooney is going to give him a start on Sunday. So you could give some players a curtain call, but I don't necessarily believe you that it's going to be the same lineup that we've been seeing for the last month and a half. I think this is an opportunity now for Pineda to get a look at some things for next year in a competitive game situation.
You know what, Mike? Immediately when you said that, giving players a curtain call and, you know, potentially moving on from players, the first person that popped in my head with no knowledge of this or anything was Joseph Martinez. I had a brain fart right there. But, Joseph Martinez. Could we potentially be moving on from Joseph?
I think that is a possibility. I also think it's highly probable that Joseph will be back next year. You know, there was a report on the TV broadcast Saturday. Obviously, I did not hear it because I was calling the game on the radio, but I guess there was a report on the TV broadcast that Joseph has demanded a meeting with the front office at the end of the season. And I think Joseph is at a point of his career right now where he has to assess where he is fitness-wise. The club needs to assess where Joseph is fitness-wise. He's getting older. He's coming off a catastrophic knee injury 2 years ago and then a rehab that was a bumpy process. He has thrived, in my opinion, in the role as a super sub. But there's something that Gonzalo Pineda and the technical staff obviously has seen in Joseph that leads them to not start him right now. Does Joseph want to be a starter in this league? Can he be with Atlanta United? And then the other part of the question is, Joseph is making designated player money. Can the club afford to pay designated player money to a player that doesn't start? So there are going to be some interesting conversations this offseason. But, you know, Joseph had an Instagram post, I think it was on Sunday, that really spoke about his profound affection for Atlanta United's fans, how disappointed he and the team is that they are going to make the playoffs. And to me, I kind of took that as an indication that Joseph would very much like to be back in Atlanta if the choice is his.
Mm-hmm. Mike Conti, final question again. 2:30 kick at Mercedes-Benz Stadium Sunday against NYCFC, final game for Atlanta United this year. The game will be live with Mike and Jason on Star 94.1 FM. Mike, with a new team president coming in, do you expect this will be an offseason of big change or just kind of maybe tweaking around the edges for Pineda for next year?
Well, the thing is, you're not going to have a lot of time to make big changes. And the longer this search goes for the club president, I think the fewer changes you can make. Here's the thing, guys. I mean, the season's going to end on Sunday. You're going to have about 8 weeks before training camp begins. And then another month after that, the season will begin in late February. That's the thing with the Major League Soccer season being as long and as drawn out as it is. You have a very, very short off season, and I think you have to be a little bit careful. You know, if you don't make that club president hire until around Christmas or even the first of the year, you're at training camp. There's really not a whole lot you can do to change at that point. Keep in mind, too, John, I mean, it's already been reported that the club has given Gonzalo Pineda the vote of confidence that he will be back. So I don't think there's going to be, you know, terribly dramatic changes this offseason. I think the changes may come as the new president puts his or her imprint on the club over the course of the first few months of the 2023 regular season.
All right, we're talking about Mike Conley. Different hat here, Mike Conley. Obviously, a lot of buzz about the Braves. Hopefully, they can seal the deal tonight. A lot of buzz about the Falcons. They're 2-2 and playing for sole possession of first place on Sunday against Tampa. But we went to an event, Abe and I and all the team, with the Atlanta Hawks. Just a little meet and greet with the coach and the GM, with Nate McMillan and with Landry. So I got to ask you, though. Maybe I'm wrong about this. I'm getting a sense from the fans. I'm getting a sense of people around the organization. There's buzz around this Hawks team this year, Mike.
No question. I think the Hawks were aggressive in this offseason. They had totally remade their team. But bringing in DeJounte Murray was one of the big offseason pickups for any team in the NBA. And now you've paired Trae Young with a second All-Star. On top of that, I keep going back to the first couple weeks of the regular season. The schedule is very, very generous to the Hawks. So I think there is a runway for the Hawks to really get hot at the start of the season and, you know, build that chemistry and continuity that I think is going to be very, very important, especially between Trae and DeJounte Murray, and do that in games against the Rockets, the Pistons, the Magic, where the margin for error might be a little more generous. I think there's a real chance for the Hawks to get off to a hot start. And I think we have seen over the years that when the Hawks are hot, this city really gets behind them in a very, very big way.
By the way, Landry Fields, the GM of the Hawks, will be on our show tomorrow morning live at 8:20, live from Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
They took that 17-hour plane flight to Abu Dhabi. They're going to be playing the Bucks over. They're playing in Abu Dhabi, for crying out loud, Mike.
Yeah, well, I'm here in Atlanta, and I'm not sad that I missed that trip. That's a long time to be on an airplane.
Yeah. 17 hours? Yeah, no thanks. I know that they got a special plane, but gee, no. That is not in my. All right, final thing here. Falcons, what do you make? All right, about four games in, you can roll with the quarterback. You can roll with Patterson's injury. You can roll with the fact the team is exceeding expectations, at least some. What do you make of the Falcons four games in?
Nice job, Arthur Smith, to be totally honest with you. I mean, the coaching job that he has done to have this team 2-2 at this stage and a couple plays away from being 3-1 or even 4-0, I think Arthur Smith has done a really, really good job play calling and game planning around the resources that he has. I think it will be very interesting now to see how long Cordero Patterson will be out and how they proceed without him. But I think we have the sense, guys, at the end of the offseason, based on what we saw in training camp, that the Falcons were going to be competitive, that they were going to be in a lot of games this year. They may not win all of them, but they're going to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we've seen to this point, is they've been very, very competitive. Yes, I do think there's a ceiling on how far they can go and what they can do with the quarterback situation being what it is right now. But my thing is, let's just enjoy the ride. I mean, they have far exceeded the expectations of most right now. They're playing relevant football. They have a game in mid-October for first place in the division. Let's just enjoy the ride and see where this goes. But I think it's a real credit to Arthur Smith and his coaching staff for getting this team to play maybe a little bit over their heads right now, and it's been very fun to watch.
All right, Mike, thanks, appreciate it. Again, Sunday, 2:30 kick against NYCFC on Star 94.1, Atlanta United in its final regular season game.
You the man, Mark.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.